Neil is a first-time caller out of Chicago. Speaking of the shooting that happened there, mass shooting. Neil is a first-time caller. Neil, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
All this well, Neil. How you doing?
Neil, by the way.
I'm sorry?
It's Emil, like Emilio. Emil.
Oh, he has Neil, N-E-I-L. But it's Emilio.
Yeah.
Welcome, man. Sorry about that.
Hey, all good. It's been really good listening to you. You've really helped me out over the years.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
But yeah, I was just calling regarding... I recently went through a really hard breakup, and I want to know how I can stop changing. You know, I'm trying to be better in life, and everything that I do I keep thinking and getting caught back into the kind of storm of doing it for this girl and to try to get back with her instead of doing it for myself and for God. I just keep getting pulled back, you know, even like she was Mexican and I hear the Spanish language or Spanish song. I can't stop thinking about it.
I know what you mean, man. Sitting by the dock of the bay songs.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
22. That's amazing. And so you say you went through a hard breakup with her?
Yeah, we were dating for 7 years, and I finally, in January, I finally got myself together, and I started living for God, and but I needed some time to myself during that time, and so I ended up taking a break. I told her that I needed some time to myself, and then on the other side of that, she had started seeing someone else because she said she couldn't trust me, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, she could not trust you because women don't want you to return to God. They want you to, they want your life to rotate around them. They want to be your God. So that's why she was jealous of you returning to God. So if I were you, I would be happy that she's gone because she's the daughter of Satan. But the way that what men do with women that causes so much pain when they break up, is that they have made the woman their God. You make her too important to you. And as long as you make anybody or anything more important to you than what is right, you will suffer the loss of that. Because human beings are not in your life to stay there forever. And everything of the world tends to change. And so you made her too important to you. And that's why when she was gone, when she left, it felt like God left, like, you know, everything ended for you because you made her too important. Women are not supposed to be made that important in your life.
That makes a lot of sense.
And so she was too important. And I know you feel the pain of the loss, but learn from it. Now that she's gone and you're feeling the pain of the loss, just know you had the wrong type of relationship with her. She should have never been that important to you. And the next woman you get involved with, have a little space so that she doesn't become that important to you. And when she's gone, it would be no big deal.
All right.
That makes sense?
It does. It's hard. Yeah.
Well, you're feeling the pain because, it's a lesson that you need to learn from it. She was too important. So accept the pain, and when the pain is gone, you'll be wiser for it. Don't hate the pain. Don't try to get back with her. She can never be trusted again, and she found some other sucker to worship her. And so the guy she's with now is going to end up miserable too because he's a sucker for her. He has made her his God, and that's why she's gone to him. She would never have been a good wife for you anyway. Because if you ever change, she was going to leave you for another guy because you were no longer worshiping her.
Yeah, you're right about that. I actually heard a voicemail of this guy, of this new guy she's seeing, and he was talking like a woman and like saying like, "Oh, I miss you," you know, like that whole kind of thing. And I was like, "Why are you?" I thought this guy was like an alpha. I thought you wanted to be with him. Why are you? I thought he was like stronger than me in some way, but it turns out he was just a beta too.
That's right. So learn from that. Be glad that she's gone and you return to God and you would never have to go through that again. I do want to ask, were you having sex with her before marriage?
Yeah, I was. And then we stopped actually before January. But then we got caught back into it.
Yeah. Well, she's not going to let you stop because you need to keep your attention on her. And women are sex dealers and men are sex addicts. And so as long as she can service you to sex, she will have control over you. And there will be no way that you will return to God because she is your God. So you should never, ever, ever have sex before marriage. You should date. And after you date for a while, I say 7 years, and you realize this is the woman that's for you, then you get engaged and have a marriage, and you will have a wife that will be there until death do you part. And the order would, you would be there, you would love God more than you love your wife. But you will love your wife with the love of God that's working through you. And that way you would never be addicted to her. She would never come before God.
And so if
she should die or if she's gone, you would not miss her with the type of pain you're having now. You're only having that pain because she was just too important and she was servicing you sex in order to control you.
I understand that the pain is like illogical and I have sober moments, but then it's just so powerful that it kind of pulls me under in waves, you know.
I do understand. I've been through that, man, and believe me. But listen, just relax in the pain, put up no resistance, doubt every thought, and it's going to be amazing how well you will go through it. Don't put up a fight against the pain. Just relax in it and go on with your life. And the pain will be gone. And as a result, you will be wiser for it. You become a wise young man by accepting the pain and allowing yourself to go through it. Don't be mad about it. Don't reach out to anything physical to take away the pain.
All right.
Have you dealt with your mother yet?
I have. That was actually what I listened to you. I was living with my mom before the beginning of last year. And, you know, you said to move out. So I started living in my car. And I got a room for a couple months. And then now I have an apartment. And, you know, we're going to move out together and get married with my ex. I'm happy to have this place and happy not to be living with her. I forgave her.
Right on. You're on your way. Just be patient, man. And the next woman that comes into your life, do it the right way. Now that you are becoming right, do it the right way. It's going to blow your mind. You're going to have an amazing life. Don't ever give a woman control over you again. She will destroy you.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So be patient. Take the pain that she's gone, but be grateful for the pain because it's just showing you you had the wrong type of relationship with her. You have made her your God. And the reason she left because you decided, well, I don't want this woman to be my God anymore. I'm going to return to God. And that spirit in her became jealous and it left and it went and found another sucker to control. So just believe it, that guy is not going to be happy. When she's done with him, he's going to wish he lived in hell.
I know. I still feel kind of guilty almost in a way that I couldn't have been a man enough to sort of, you know, because I care for her. You know, she's like family to me when you're with someone for that long. But, you know, I still feel kind of like I wish I could have been that right person for her.
Well, don't do that. Don't wish you. No, don't do that. Don't wish you could have been anything because you did it. You were what you were at the time. So just be grateful you're coming out of it. Don't let Satan make you feel guilty. Don't let him tell you wish you were. That's that girl's problem. She's looking for love, so she can't help herself either. So she has to suffer until she's ready to cry out to God and overcome it. Yeah, so let her suffer and die. So stay out of your head. Whatever the thoughts are telling you about her, you did not lose anything good. She wasn't a good woman. Had she been a good woman, she would have stayed with you, especially recognize that you're overcoming her. But she's not a good woman. She's looking for somebody else to worship her that she can control.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. You know, I was like, I was burning in hell for 7 years, the relationship before, and then the moment I got better, that's when she left. And
yes.
It was like, you know, she always said, you know, she's like, she always seemed like she was ready to get married before. I just wasn't ready because I had to get my stuff together.
That's right.
When I finally started to, when I finally got a place, that's when she was done. Crazy.
She want to control you. Women want to control men. And if you already, let's say that you're already married, and all of a sudden you realize, you know what? This woman is controlling me. She's my God. And once you realize that and you start to change, you're going to see the real hell come out of her, because she does not want to lose that control over you. And she'll say, oh, you're not treating me right. You don't love me. I can't control you. All kind of madness, right? So you're very fortunate that you're waking up to it now rather than later in life. It's harder. The older you get, the harder it is to overcome this stuff. So you're doing fine, man.
Okay.
You're really doing fine. And I'm glad that you heard the message. You're waking up. You got away from your mama. Now you just gotten away from another mama. You're on your way.
Yeah.
So just learn from it. Let yourself feel the pain. Relax. It's not a big deal. You have made her your God. I don't know if you know about the Adam and Eve syndrome, where Adam had a relationship with his father. Eve came along from Adam, and she met Satan one day in the garden. He seduced her and told her, don't listen to Adam. And he did. She did obey Satan. So Satan became her God, and then he convinced Eve to go back and deceive Adam to turn away from his father. He did, and so the woman became the man's God. And that's why men are subject to women, because of what Adam and Eve did. Adam listened to the woman. As a result, the woman is Adam's God. Satan is the woman's God, but Eve, the woman, is the man's God. Thank God. Christ came, God sent his only begotten son, and he restored that. He put it back to where that God is the man's God, and the woman is no longer the man's God, but he doesn't realize it until he overcome his mother.
Yeah, that's what I noticed, that this whole time, I think, because she was more than willing to be my mother and to be my God, it kind of actually prevented me from growing this whole time.
Absolutely.
During these, you know, ages 16 to 22, I was more happy just kind of and satisfied in a kind of empty way, you know, with sex and just like, you know, kind of, I was unfulfilled, but she kind of tried to make me partially happy. And she tried to take all my problems away.
Yes.
But funnily, and that's not even what she actually wanted from me. She wanted me to not listen to her that whole time and be an alpha male. But it's so funny how she, you know, everything you say is true. Like women, they literally have no idea what they want, or they can't ever. She wasn't acting on it that whole time.
That's right. Women don't know what they want. It's the job and responsibility of a man to show them what they need. Right. And so, it has to be a man who has returned to the Father and love God with all his heart, soul, and might. Then he can show her what she needs, because women do not know what they want at all. And so, you know, so she needs she's looking for a father's love. But she has not been able to find it yet, because the guys are still weak. So be glad she's gone. Be happy with the pain, and you'll be fine. Just go on with your life, work, pay your bills, save your money, and eventually God will put another woman into your life. Will put a woman into your life. It'll be the right one instead of Satan's daughter.
Okay.
All right. So you're on your way, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you for calling, all right?
Yeah, thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. Are you doing the silent prayer, Dr. Benio?
I've been doing it inconsistently.
You don't stay with it?
I stay with it for a while, and then it helps me, but then I get pulled into, like, sometimes I just forget to, I'll wake up kind of in hell, in a way.
And suffer!
And I don't remember.
Then suffer and die, man. You're supposed to do the prayer. You got to stay with it so you could be aware of your imagination that is not your own. Your imagination is that of Satan. But if you lose the awareness, which God allows you to see, then you fall right back into the trap.
Yeah.
So suffer. Emilio.
Yeah.
Suffer.
I don't want to suffer anymore.
Then stay with the silent prayer. God wants you to pray without ceasing, meaning that he wants you to always have his mindset. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right. So just relax. You're on your way. That pain will pass. Don't fight against it at all.
Okay.
God bless you, Emilio.
God bless you, too, Jesse. Thank you.
All right. Call me again, all right?
All right.
Okay. Emilio, make sure that we have your email address because I'm going to be going to Chicago in the near future, and I'll be giving a talk, and we'll send out an email blast so you know it. I can get a chance to meet you.
That'd be amazing.
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 All right, buddy. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Amazing. So, men, when you feel that pain, and no one told me this because I went through the same thing. Nobody told me to relax and go through it, right? I had to suffer through it. I had to sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide go away. But I had to learn the hard way. But I'm telling you, relax. When that pain comes, it only means you made the woman your God. Really. And when she's gone, it feels like your soul is gone, like you're just dying. Like you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't do anything. You don't want to work. The focus is on her. Now you try to get her back. No, be happy. Relax in the pain and let it pass. Really. And don't listen to anything that Satan has to say. He's lying to you.